morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us now is Casey Kindler with the Animal Agricultural Alliance. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Let's talk about just some of the biggest issues out there that you guys are facing.
Sure. So the Animal Agriculture Alliance, we're a nonprofit and we work to bridge the communication gap between farm and fork. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of what we're hearing from activist groups is they want the world to go vegan by 2026. So with that comes a lot of misinformation with their agenda, whether it be farm size or environmental stewardship, animal welfare. Still, animal rights activists are working to end animal agriculture. So farmers, ranchers, people within animal agriculture really need to be vigilant, especially with hiring practices. We've seen a lot of undercover videos still coming out from these activist groups. So making sure that you're hiring the right people to do the right things on your farm to really care for your animals and really make sure that everyone you hire is trained in animal welfare, but also that animal welfare is ingrained in their system, that they know it's number one. So if anything does happen, they will report it to the manager right away so it can be stopped. We've seen a lot of videos come out. So the Fair Oaks farm situation is pretty recent, and I think it woke up the dairy industry, but it also woke up the animal agriculture industry as a whole, really, you know, saying, you know, someone who is doing everything right, who's very transparent, welcoming people to the farm, if they can get targeted with one of these undercover video campaigns, really any farm can be a target. So really making sure that we're all up to par on all of our regulations, all of the animal welfare standards, and making sure that that is number one on every operation.
Wow. I mean, by 2026, how do you combat that?
Exactly. So a lot of the messaging that they're working to spread is they need to go vegan by 2026 to save the planet. So there's a lot of this environmental stewardship, environmental, you know, climate change messaging coming out of animal rights activist groups because they've realized that you can't just say go vegan. That doesn't really work anymore. People love their milk, meat, and eggs. And so really they've tied in this climate change issue to it, saying, you know, if you want to save the planet, you have to go vegan. And so we're really seeing a lot of traction with that messaging. And so we're working to combat that to make sure people have the resources, have the fact-based, science-based information they need to make those choices about, you know, they feel confident in buying milk, meat, and eggs because they know that farmers are not only caring for their animals, but they're also caring for the environment.
I mean, if a farmer doesn't take care of their animal, they don't have a product.
Right, and I think a lot of people just don't realize that, so that's something that people still need to talk about. I think a good message to get out there is, you know, it's never too late to start talking about what you're doing on your farm. It's never too late to join social media, no matter what age you're at. Really getting to that end consumer, making sure that they hear your story because they're definitely hearing the other side's story. So making sure that you're out there providing resources, information, and just being a friend to people out there to make sure they know where to go when they hear of this misinformation.
Absolutely. And you have something coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes. So every year we have our annual stakeholder summit. So it's our annual conference. This year it is in Arlington, Virginia. Its theme is primed and prepared. So we want everyone in attendance, whether you're a restaurant and retail CEO, whether you're a farmer, a producer, whether you're a communications staff or an association, you need to be primed and prepared for any conversation that comes your way in animal agriculture, whether it is about animal welfare, environmental stewardship, sustainability. So we want to make sure we bring everyone to the table, that we're speaking with a united voice, and we're really there to have those tough conversations about how do we combat these issues? How do we make sure, no matter what business you're in, that you're successful into the future?
Is this something anyone can go to, or how does it work?
Absolutely. So you can find more information about the summit on our website. So all stakeholders are invited, and you can go to our website at animalagalliance.org.
Very good. Casey Kindler, Animal Agriculture Alliance. Thank you for the interview here today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Stick around. Eric will be back with much more Inside Ag right after this. You're listening to Ag Central. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.